from Jakarta, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, in English program. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 95 to 5 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listener, welcome back to our English program of our RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, Today in History, My Indonesia, and news in brief. We will continue to Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we present to you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today of our RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Minister Retno Marsudi headlines the role of ASEAN Secretary General and ASEAN Secretariat. Indonesia steadies commitment towards ASEAN Secretariat strengthening. Now the news in detail. Minister Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi emphasized a major role of ASEAN Secretary and ASEAN Secretariat in supporting the ASEAN Community Development Goals. Speaking at the handover ceremony of Secretary General of ASEAN Front Lin Luen Huynh to Dato Ling Chun Hui in Jakarta on Friday, Minister Retno said that the role of ASEAN Secretary General is needed to ensure that ASEAN as a regional community will be able to work more responsively and relevantly to provide assistance and to achieve the ASEAN Vision 2025.
We are also in the process of realizing ASEAN Vision 2025. Against this backdrop, the role of ASEAN Secretary General and ASEAN Secretariat are vital and crucial in supporting ASEAN to achieve its institutionalization and community building goals so that ASEAN can be more responsive and relevant by of providing support and advice as requested to ensure that we act in complementarity and also monitoring the progress of our commitment.
Furthermore, Minister Retno views the ASEAN is currently entering the second phase of its 50-year term. The term, which is challenging, faces various fears, starting from regional dispute to terrorism act. In addition to providing benefit towards people and playing a significant role in maintaining peace and stability in the region, Minister Retno Marsudi reasons that ASEAN must contribute more to the global development. She emphasized that ASEAN needs unity to strengthen its role in the global community and strengthen ASEAN centrality. Indonesia, as a host country, is committed to strengthening the capacity of ASEAN, namely the ASEAN Secretariat. This was stated by Minister Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi at the groundbreaking of the new ASEAN Secretariat building in Jakarta on Friday. In her remarks, Minister Retno said the development of the new ASEAN Secretariat building is expected to be completed in 2019. It is also expected to get support from all ASEAN member states so that the ASEAN Secretariat will be able to work more effectively and efficiently. Minister Retno Marsudi further said that the new building of ASEAN Secretariat will be constructed in 16 stories and 2 towers, and it will also be decorated with Betawi ornament as a representative of Jakarta.
Indonesia, as the host of ASEAN Secretariat, remains strongly committed to strengthen the capacity of ASEAN Secretariat, including the infrastructure and facility of the Secretariat. The new building of ASEAN Secretariat will be started very soon, and the development of itself hopefully take place less than 2 years. The iconic platinum level green building is hoped to be completed in 2019, and the building will consist of 16 stories and 2 towers with a touch of Betawi culture for its interior. The support from all ASEAN member countries are needed for the new work of ASEAN Secretariat. Again, so that ASEAN Secretariat will be able to adapt, expand, work more effectively, efficiently, and more innovatively.
The new ASEAN Secretariat building is built on an area of 11,390 square meters, with the building area of approximately 44,000 square meters. This building takes the tint of green building platinum level. The groundbreaking was conducted by Minister Retno Marsudi and witnessed by new ASEAN Secretary General Dato' Lim John Hui and Jakarta Gubernur Anies Baswedan. The groundbreaking ceremony was also attended by several ambassadors of friendly countries and foreign representatives in Indonesia. Head of Indonesian National Cyber and Inscription Agency, BSSN, Joko Setiadi, at a meeting with media at BSSN building in Jakarta on Friday afternoon, explained that BSSN will be neutral at the Democratic Party both regional and presidential elections. He affirmed that his agency keeps on guarding Indonesia from cybercrime coming from anywhere. Just believe that BSSN is never partial to one group or any party at regional and presidential elections. BSSN is neutral. We only protect security if there is distrust electronically. We can imagine today's advanced technology. BSSN will be ready to secure unwanted cybercrime and certain dispute or modified crime. Related to social media, Joko Setiadi said that social media does not know timeline and content limit, so BSSN does not overcome social media for a while. However, social media will be overcome by Minister of Communication and Informatics. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian National Cyber and Encryption Agency, BSSN, is the new institution established by Indonesian government to provide security aspect and state protection from cybercrime. It has directly done concrete steps to fulfill facilities and infrastructure, including the preparedness of human resources support to support its duties. This was explained by head of the agency, Joko Setiadi, at a meeting with media at BSSN building in Jakarta on Friday afternoon.
Tengok pendek, utamanya adalah untuk menjaga keamanan, untuk melindungi.
For short-term agenda, BSSN is to secure and protect cyberspace for Indonesia. This agency needs to recruit more human resources. Of course, BSSN will recruit new staff to foster the agency. We will also provide fees. Even as information, the budget of BSSN will be discussed at Commission 1 of the House of Representatives in January 16th. Joko Setiadi also said that besides securing governmental institutions and private sector, BSSN is expected to protect all people from cybercrime in any form, even it also protects people from terrorism through early detection. The Indonesian Investment Coordinating Board, BKIPN, assessed that there are two economic sectors that have strategic potential to be developed, namely tourism and e-commerce. The tourism sector brings about fast impact on employment, income, and income of foreign exchange. This was found by Chairman of BKIPN Thomas Lembon after attending a limited meeting on investment and trade with President Joko Widodo at the State Palace in Jakarta on Friday. Thomas Lembon views the e-commerce sector also provides a large investment figure in 2017, which reached more than $5 billion. In addition, the government will also invite investors in the field of e-commerce, both from Silicon Valley in the United States, Europe, Japan, and China. Indonesia recently ranked 4 in the Halal Travel Indicator ranking system that lists the world's top 10 countries considered to have a well-developed halal travel ecosystem. Apart from the Global Islam Economy Indicator, the ranking assesses the country's ecosystem, including supply and demand drivers relative to its size, governance, awareness, and social considerations. The Halal Travel Indicator was the first launched in 2014 as part of the 2014 State of the Global Islam Economy Report initiative by Thomson Reuters in collaboration with Dinar Standard, a growth strategy research and advisory system. This is the first time Indonesia was included in the top 10. The top three countries in the recently released Halal Travel Indicator were Malaysia, United Arab Emirates, and Turkey. Indonesia set a target to attract at least 3.85 million Muslim visitors in 2018 and 2019, respectively. To reach the target, Indonesian Tourism Ministry expected to allocate a large budget towards halal tourism to be invested in sail missions and trade shows. The Indonesian and Malaysian film industry players have agreed to cooperate a bit to enhance the quality of cinema in both countries. The matter was raised in a meeting between the Indonesian movie actors, artists, directors and film producers and the Malaysian Artists Union delegation in Jakarta on Friday. The president of the Malaysian Artists Union, Sheikh Saidi, said that cooperation between the two countries is expected to increase opportunities in the Malaysian and Indonesian film industries. He noted the cooperation films between the two countries actually has been going on for a long time, either through joint film production or the involvement of film artists. The Malaysian Artists Union delegation is represented by 20 film industry players, including actors, actresses, directors and producers, and they are on a three-day visit from January 5 to 7. Meanwhile, director and initiator of the meeting, Tarmizi Atka, said that the gathering was expected to improve the quality of film resources of both countries. The last item, the Energy and Mineral Resource Ministry reported that the Indonesian crude price ICP recorded the highest value in December 2017 owing to the impact of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries OPEC policy. Recently, the OPEC has issued a policy to extend the oil output cuts until the end of 2018. This policy then led to a rise in global oil prices that affected the ICP. Based on data from the Energy and Mineral Resource Ministry received by Antara in Jakarta on Friday, the average ICP rose to $60.90 per barrel in December 2017, up by $1.56 per barrel from $59.34 per barrel in the previous month. This figure set Indonesia's record highest crude oil price throughout 2017. The increase in ICP is inseparable from global increase in oil price that is influenced by several factors. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with news from across the country, bringing you interesting information from across Indonesia in a week. The first news came from Yogyakarta. Tourism Department of Yogyakarta Special Region is preparing to develop tourist destinations spread across the southern region according to the direction of Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono X. Head of Yogyakarta Tourism Office Ari Srianta in Yogyakarta last Wednesday said the southern region of Yogyakarta has great potential to attract tourists, especially it is supported by a coastline stretching along 113 kilometers. According to him, there are a lot of beautiful beaches in the area, such as Depok and Parang Tritis Beach in Bantul, Congot, Trisik in Kulon Progo, Baron, Ngelambor, Drini Beach at Gunung Kidul. The potential is believed to be even greater if the South Traffic Line project crossing Gunung Kidul can be completed by 2018. In addition to its beautiful tourism potentials, tourism development in the southern region of Yogyakarta is also aimed at providing solution to the high level of poverty in the region. Ari said the development of tourist destinations in the south began with the physical development and human resources intensified together with the regional government of Bantul Regency, Gunung Kidul, and Kulon Progo. The next news comes from Banda Aceh, Aceh Province. More than 700,000 domestic and foreign tourists visited Aceh Tsunami Museum throughout 2017. Coordinator of the Aceh Tsunami Museum, Almuniza Kamal, in Banda Aceh on Wednesday said the highest number of visits occurred in May 2017 because there was National Contact Farmers of Mainstay Farmers Gathering centered at Harapan Bangsa Stadium Long Raya, Banda Aceh. It was followed by tens of thousands of people from all over Indonesia. On the sidelines of the program, they visited the Aceh Tsunami Museum. Almuniza said the Aceh Tsunami Museum continues to increase the number of visits in 2018. The latest news news came from Bogor, West Java. Visitors to Bogor Botanical Garden, West Java on the first day of the 2018 New Year holiday on Monday soared to more than 23,000 people, an increase compared to January the 1st last year. Head of Subsection of Information and Conservation Center of Bogor Lippi Botanical Gardens, Rosniati Apriani Risna, said during the long holiday of Christmas and New Year 2018, Bogor Botanical Gardens always crowded by both domestic and foreign tourists. The highest number of visitors occurred on the first day of the New Year. Based on data from Information and Documentation Management Office of Lippi Botanical Gardens Conservation Center on December the 23rd, 2017, the number of visitors is still normal, numbering more than 5,000 people. Increased number of visitors drastically occurred on the second day of Christmas holiday on December the 24th, 2017, which reached almost 13,000 people. That was news from across the country, brought you from by Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, listener, we start for an event on January 6, 1919, when Theodore Roosevelt died. Theodore Roosevelt was the 26th President of the United States. Presidential position was obtained when Roosevelt replaced President William Matt Kinley, which was killed. He was began active in politics since 1880s by obtaining some political posts in New York. In 1898, as Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Navy, he fought war against Spain. When war began, Roosevelt fought Arab Raiders, which has big role in the U.S. victory at Cuba's war. The next event was in 1980 when Indira Gandhi was re-elected as Prime Minister. On January 6, 1980, Indira Gandhi won majority votes and became Prime Minister of India again. But on October 31, 1984, due to her repressive policy on Sikh groups, Indira was shot by her guard, who is Sikh-blooded. Indira was chosen to be Prime Minister in 1966, replacing Lal Bahadur Shastri. In 1971, Indira won in a national general election and became Prime Minister again. But in 1975, she was sentenced for committing fraud in 1971 general election. Indira rejected the sentence and proclaimed that she was not guilty. Then she imposed a state of emergency in India. During the period, Indira held control in various life aspects in India and imprisoned many opponents. In 1977, Indira held general election to stop critics that she has threatened. There's a threatened democracy in India. However, at the time, Indira Gandhi lost and was not out of seat of the Prime Minister. And the last event was in Panama. The first commercial airline service route was to go around the earth. Pan American Airways, which was established on March 14, 1927, became the first commercial airline which flew around the earth. In the World War II, the company has network in the United States, Europe, and Asia. Entering World War II, Pan American Airways planes were used by military. In 1947, the airline operated again with a worldwide service by using Lockheed Constellation with the name Clipper America. The flight route was included San Francisco by stopping at Honolulu, Tokyo, Hong Kong, Delhi, Istanbul, Frankfurt, London, and New York. On January 6, 1970, the flight was really realized with the initial route New York return to New York with Boeing 707. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia. The theme of today's My Indonesia is Indonesia's export exceeding target, projected to grow 7%. The Ministry of Trade will continue to improve its exports performance after the great achievement throughout 2017. In a press conference in Jakarta on Thursday, Trade Minister Enggar Tias Tolukito explained, in 2017, the value of Indonesian exports reached $170.3 billion, far exceeded the target. It consists of oil and gas exports and also non-oil exports. Non-oil non-gas exports in January-December 2017 grew by 17.20%, the highest growth since 2012. The strategic steps taken by the Ministry of Trade to spur Indonesian exports are ease of export and import, as well as market security and increased market access. The trick is to conduct deregulation and debureaucratization and facilitation. Enggar Tias Tolukito explained that in order to improve market access, his site will continue to utilize trade and commodity agreements and cooperation, like the completion of international trade negotiations, the initiation of international trade negotiation, and the ratification of international trade agreements. He explains the next efforts is to develop products and export markets, namely exhibitions at home and abroad, and to conduct Trade Expo Indonesia, the implementation of trade missions, purchasing missions, and business forums. In addition, the development of the design and quality of export products, relocation and reorientation of overseas trading representatives, on the development of export human resources are also conducted to spur exports. Meanwhile, on the same occasion, Director General of National Export Development of the Ministry of Trade, Arlinda, said that next year, the target is an increase in exports ranging from 5% to 7%. According to Arlinda, to increase exports this year, Indonesia will open new markets to non-traditional countries. The increase in exports will also be supported by trade cooperation agreements with a number of countries this year. Arlinda explained that the Minister of Trade has conducted trade missions to Africa, Nigeria, Egypt, Chile, and Russia. For this year, Indonesia's trade mission will try to export Taiwan, Kazakhstan, Algeria, India, Morocco, Saudi Arabia, and ASEAN countries, which are quite potential, like Cambodia and Vietnam. Well, that was My Indonesia Today, brought to you by Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. Minister Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi emphasized the major role of ASEAN Secretary and ASEAN Secretary in supporting the ASEAN Community Development Goals. Indonesia as a host country is committed to strengthening the capacity of ASEAN and the ASEAN Secretariat. This was stated by Minister Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi at the groundbreaking of the new ASEAN Secretariat building in Jakarta on Friday. Head of Indonesian National Cyber and Encryption Agency, BSSN, Joko Setiadi, at a meeting with media at the BSSN building in Jakarta on Friday afternoon, explained that BSSN will be neutral at the Democratic Party both regional and presidential elections. Indonesian National Cyber and Encryption Agency, BSSN, is the new institution established by Indonesian government to provide security aspect and state protection from cybercrime. It has directly done concrete steps to fulfill facilities and infrastructure, including the preparedness of human resources to support its duties. This was explained by head of the agency, Joko Setiadi, at a meeting with the media at BSSN building in Jakarta on Friday afternoon. Indonesia recently ranked fourth at the Halal Travel Indicator ranking system that lists the world's top 10 countries considered to have a well-developed halal travel ecosystem. Indonesia and Malaysia film industry players have agreed to cooperate a bit to enhance the quality of cinema in both countries. The matter was raised in a meeting between Indonesian movie actors, artists, directors and film producers and the Malaysian Artists Union delegation in Jakarta on Friday. The Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry reported that Indonesian crude-priced ICP recorded the highest value in December 2017 owing to the impact of the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries OPEC policy. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You are still tuned on Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 95.5 kHz. You can also listen to audio streaming to www.voi.co.id. Listener, here's our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you to visit Batu Kapal Beach in Maluku Province. Stay tuned. Listener, Batu Kapal Beach is located at Liliboy Village, West Leihitu Sub-District in Central Maluku Regency. Although the location doesn't cover Ambon City, the capital of Maluku Province, this place is still one land with Ambon City. To go to Batu Kapal Liliboy Beach, or more known with the name Batu Lobang Beach, is not too far from the center of Ambon City. From Patimura Airport, it takes around 20 minutes by motor vehicles. Batu Kapal Beach is called with that name because its shape is like the bridge of a ship. The bridge of a ship is the room or platform from which the ship can be commanded. Road to Batu Kapal Beach is really smooth. Besides, the scenery of the beauty of the tourism object at the right and left side makes you amazed. But you must pay attention on signboard to Batu Kapal Beach because the signboard is not big, only 60 times 20 centimeters, with writing Batu Kapal Liliboy Beach and hang near a hut. The hut is gateway to enter the beach. Listener, the entrance ticket to Batu Kapal Beach is worth 5,000 rupiah for adults and 3,000 rupiah for kids. From the hut, you can go down the stairs around 250 meters. The beach is divided into two parts, namely inside and outside Kapal Beach. After going down the stairs, you will find part of outside of the beach, and there is no white sand but only stones and blue ocean. If you want to be relaxed, the outside of the beach is the right place. And there you can sit while enjoying the beauty of the scenery. From upside of Batu Kapal Beach, you can see big stone which looks like a ship. The part which is seen clearly is the bridge and a hole which is like a window of the ship. Listener, Batu Kapal Beach is a beach which is surrounded by cliff and located in the ship. To access inside of Batu Kapal Beach is certainly quite difficult because you have to climb and to creep. After arriving at the inside of the beach, you can find a pool. Here you can swim without being afraid of being swept away by the waves. The place, which is surrounded by cliffs, makes waves at the beach calm. Water in here is so clear and its depth starting from 30 centimeters until 2 meters. But you must be careful because the stones are quite sharp. This place is not suitable for relaxing because there is no place for sitting and taking a rest. Listener, if you want to go to Batu Kapal Beach early morning, we suggest you to bring your own food and beverage because stalls are open at late afternoon. So set your time to visit Ambon and to go to Batu Kapal Beach. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listener, now let's listen to our segment Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of Voice of Indonesia, welcome in our segment of Miscellany. Today, we will inform about the Ministry of Communication and Informatics and Metranet, determined to create safe internet. Safe and healthy internet usage has become one of the focuses of the Ministry of Communication and Informatics. The safe and healthy internet also means the eradication of negative content on the internet, such as pornography, gambling, violence, radicalism, and racial intolerance. The ministry ensures that censorship machine for pornographic content will start operating in January 2018 after the handover process on December 29, 2017, as quoted from Antara some time ago. The censorship machine with crawling system will speed up the handling of pornographic content and be operated by a team consisting of 58 people. Director General of APTIKA at the Ministry of Communication and Informatics, Samuel Abrijanin, said that crawling searching for content based on a particular search input differs from monitoring. His site claims that they have not been able to and will not lead to monitoring as has been done by China, with the cost worth $15 billion. The system may be used by other agencies and accordance with their respective fields and authorities, such as the National Narcotics Board for seeking drug content or the Food and Drug Administration for seeking unregistered drugs and foods sold to the public. The censorship machine was actioned by the ministry, which was worth to 211 billion rupiah on August 30, 2017, and won by PT Inti, which gave the offer price worth 198 billion rupiah and the corrected price 194 billion rupiah. The machine is targeted to be able to block negative content on the internet more quickly and precisely. The government predicts 50% of negative contents can be directly blocked when the machine is operated later. Samuel added that the negative content reporting through positive trust sites has been being processed manually. Incoming reports are numerous, but only a few are processed. If done with the machine, all the reported contents can be opened and read at once in an easier way. In addition to the ministry, PT Metronet as a subsidiary of Telkom Indonesia, which is focusing on digital services, also made efforts to create safe internet usage for Indonesia people. Metronet officially launched a browser named YouSearch. This browser comes as a self-serving solution on the internet because it can block negative content. YouSearch was first introduced by Telkom Group at DG Summit event in Jakarta on 22nd to 23rd November 2017. Indonesia is one of the countries with the largest number of internet users in the world. Data of wearsocial.org in 2017 show as many as 132.7 million active internet users in Indonesia. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Communication and Informatics has blocked about 6,000 sites and accounts with negative content until July 2017. Metronet CEO Widi Nugroho said that his site was concerned about the number of negative contents on the internet that are very accessible. Therefore, his site presents YouSearch as a self-serving solution because it has a high level of security that can block based on keyword sought, not based on the domain. YouSearch offers a high level of security and privacy because it can filter out negative content on the internet and safe for children and families. YouSearch can filter and reduce negative search subjects like pornography, gambling and racial intolerance. He said that in the future, it will cooperate with the government, especially the Ministry of Communication and Informatics, as well as the Ministry of Education and Culture, so YouSearch can be used in schools. In addition, it also requires the support of all stakeholders to provide information if there is content or subject that needs to be filtered and cared for. The communication can report online through the menu in the YouSearch browser application or through web YouSearch.id. Listener, that was Miss Learning for today. See you again with another interesting topic. Bye!
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miss Learning on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Andika, in Music Corner, musical segment which introduce you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Dira Bongs. To initiate our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Bara. Enjoy the song!
Sunyi tak terobat
Listener, you have just listened to the first song entitled Bara, sung by Dira Bongs. Nadira Soraya Nasution, or well-known Dira Bongs, is a female Indonesian musician who was born in Jakarta. Then, she, who lives in Bandung, West Java, presents unique music. Generally, musical genre which is played by Bongs is jazz, but especially Dira Bongs calls it as explorative pop jazz. Music in explorative pop jazz style is not presented alone by Dira Bongs. Although she is soloist, Dira Bongs often performs on stage together with her friends who play various instruments such as trumpet, trombone, saxophone, flute, violin, percussion, keyboard, bass, and drum. Listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Puncak Pohon Bandung. Enjoy the song!
Thank you.
Listener, you are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in the segment Music Corner, which is discussing about Tira Bongs. Until now, Tira Bongs produced 2 albums and 4 singles. The first album of Tira Bongs, entitled My Precious, was released in 2013, while Hell Over Heels becomes a title of Tira Bongs' second album in 2016. Her fourth single is Puncak Pohon Bandung, Really Do, Make Me Fall in Love, and Struggling. Tira Bongs often performs on stage, starting in Bandung National Jazz Performs until tour in Japan. All her performances on stage are always appreciated by her fans. Listeners, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to the following 2 songs entitled Struggling and Make Me Fall in Love. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Now listen to what you want when you're feeling this way. Can't you hold up for a moment, baby? It feel good if you can be sincere in your life. No matter how hard it is, God's always by your side. Don't be scared to choose what's in your heart. Please be strong, cause you are the light. Please tell me you're gonna get things done in your life. No matter how hard it is, you must fight. Don't ever give it up, I don't give it up. I just still feel like you could. Give it up, I don't give it up. And I talk to your honey, yeah. Give it up, I don't give it up. It's just gonna feel the same. I talk to your honey. Now listen, tell me what you want when you're feeling this way. Can't you hold up for a moment, baby? It feel good if you can't be sincere in your life. No matter how hard it is, God's always by your side. Don't be scared to choose what's in your heart. Please be strong, cause you are the light. Please tell me you're gonna get things done in your life. No matter how hard it is, you must fight. Don't ever give it up, I don't give it up. Just still feel like you could.
World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Dikecam sunyi, tak terobos.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th Floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.